Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope that your December is off to a great start. I imagine that you're as ready for Christmas and the new year to be here as we are. It is such a pleasure for us to bring this podcast to you each week, and we're always so encouraged when we hear from you telling us what an impact the Schoolhouse Rocked ministry is having on you and your family. As we head into this Christmas season, we would love for you to consider a one-time gift or monthly donation to this ministry. Please visit schoolhouserocked.com/support and donate today. Now enjoy the replay of this encouraging interview with Roxanne Parks. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton back with you on the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. And as always, I have a great guest on with me today. Her name is Roxanne Parks. And some of you have heard of her, I'm certain of it, and some of you have not. And so I'm excited to introduce her to you. And Roxanne she's the author of a book. I actually got to meet her when we were filming in Vancouver, Washington with Heidi St. John for Schoolhouse Rocked. And she had written a book called Are You Enough? Encouragement for the Overwhelmed and Exhausted Homeschool Mom. And I can hear all of you moms raising your hands over there saying, yes, that's me. And so I was excited to get this book from her and get to meet her and spend some time with her and her husband. And so I said, I've got to have you on the podcast. So welcome to the podcast, Roxanne.
I'm super excited to be here, and I'm super proud of you for all you and your husband
thank
are doing.
Only by God's grace are we being able to accomplish any of this. So thank you for your encouragement. It's so funny. We planned to do this podcast today, and the book is called Are You Enough? And it's one of those topics that we hear it all the time from moms. Always. You know, I'm not enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not organized enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not whatever enough to mother my kids, to homeschool my kids. Moms are just overwhelmed and overburdened with this idea that we're not enough. And so when you and I got on today, I think you just could read my face, and immediately you said, you just encouraged me. You encouraged me, and you said, let's pray. And you just prayed over me. And I was like, I said, could you see it on my face? Because it was...
Well, I'm telling you, every woman out there carries that burden of sufficiency. Mm-hmm. And I know if you're a mom and are trying to do a timely podcast, that in and of itself can be exhausting. Yes. So I was just glad.
Yeah, well, thank you. It was a great encouragement to me, really lifted my spirits. So you are the mother of five grown children. Oh, four.
Four
grown children. And?
Right. I'm an empty nester, and I'm here to tell all the mothers out there that my favorite season of all the seasons has been the empty nest. That can't be. Oh, wait. When your kids are launched as arrows and they're actually independent and competent and living on their own, and you have your honey back together with you, it's been really great for us. So let me give that hope to any of the listeners.
Well, that
there.
Is encouraging. I'm still in the phase of I cannot even imagine my children ever leaving me, because I so enjoy them. And not that you didn't enjoy your kids, but like I really, really like being with them because they're just fun. And I can't even wrap my mind around the day that they both leave. And
I know. Well, you know, as a mom, we tend to have this feeling we want to freeze frame them
right
all the time. I wanted to freeze frame them at my favorite age, which was 18 months. And then I wanted to freeze frame them at 3, and then again at 5 and 7 and 9. And I remember wanting to freeze frame them And then the teenage years, maybe not so much. But, you know, in the teenage year, they're trying to rise up and have dominion over all of their earth. So there's a whole nother set of us, you know, wills and wiles and ways going on in your house, but you do want to launch them. But what's so funny is, as much as I wanted to freeze frame them, I couldn't. And to watch them rise up and become independent, competent thinkers, you know, the mom's biggest burden generally is that their kids see the salvation
That's right.
of Christ in their lives and be able to live eternally with That's their parents right. or just eternally, period. But I promise you of it. Live every day as if you want to freeze frame them and enjoy them. But it's still great. No matter what season, they're all good.
Yes, I agree. I mean, you're absolutely right, because my youngest just turned 9, and it seems like every year I'm like, this is my favorite. Actually, 3 years old with my youngest was my least favorite, because that was a tough year for us. But it got better and better after that. And it's true. I mean, I love pretty much every season that we've had with them, and every year comes with new challenges, but it comes with new blessings and joys and just a different part of their childhood and growing up, and they think differently. They're maturing in different ways, and it's just fun. It's fun.
Well, extrapolate that. If it's gotten better all the time, extrapolate
yes, yes.
that. And it does get better. And I have to tell you, I just became a grandma
three months ago. Oh, fun.
And everybody that's gone before me and become a grandma, they've said that this is the best yet. And so I'm getting ready to go visit my grandson in Huntington Beach, California, in another month. And I, so far, so good, have loved being a grandmother
as
well.
So fun. Yes, I do look forward to that stage, but it's still quite a ways off for me. So not yet. Anyway, so let's talk about this book that you have, and not just about the book. I want to talk about this idea of, are you enough? And, you know, just I think that oftentimes when we're in ministry and we're doing things for the Lord, as we're approaching a specific topic or something, you know, if we're speaking on marriage or parenting, that's where Satan really tries to attack us. And I'm telling you, this week, I have really felt the attack of this very specific topic in my life, and just feeling like I'm just not doing it right. I feel like everything is kind of chaotic, and not that I'm completely disorganized, because I'm not. It's just that I feel like I can't be enough for everybody. As a matter of fact, I was I texted a good friend of mine a few days ago, and I just said to her, I said, "Do you know that I live in a constant state of guilt?" And I know that might sound strange, but I didn't even think about this book until after I sent this to her. I said, I always am feeling guilty for something, always. I feel guilty that I'm not a good enough wife. I'm not a good enough mom. I'm not a good enough homeschool mom. I'm not a good enough daughter. I'm not a good enough sister. I'm not a good enough friend. I'm not a good enough movie producer or podcast host. I'm so critical of myself, and I always feel guilty because something is being dropped. Something is being left behind, and I can't possibly keep up with everything that I'm trying to do, and I can't do it all as well as I want to do it all. So we're gonna, if we can role play a little bit here, Roxanne, I'm gonna sit in one of those chaise lounges, and I'm gonna pour my little heart out to you like I just did, and help me, because I know that I'm not the only mom who feels this way. I'm not the only mom who just always is feeling like I'm just not doing it well enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not getting up early enough. I'm going to bed too late. I'm going to bed too early. It just goes on and on and on. And I know, and you and I talked about this shortly before we jumped on the podcast, is that Satan wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And I know that he's out to get us as moms. He's out to get us as Christians. He's out to get us as wives. And he wants to destroy our families. He wants to destroy our souls. And he does not want us to be effective in the things that God has called us to do. Every December, Christians are given new reasons to not take Christmas seriously. We're told that Christmas was originally a pagan holiday, that Jesus was not born on December 25th, and that Christmas has been snowed under by hedonistic commercialism. While the enemies of the church are all too happy to have Christians believe such nonsense, Joshua Gibbs' new book titled The 25th, New and Selected Christmas Essays, argues that Christians have every reason to robustly celebrate Christmas with the confidence that they are participating in one of the oldest, deepest, and greatest mysteries of God. Claim your copy of this new book by the Searcy Institute, titled The 25th New and Selected Christmas Essays, from Amazon.com or searcyinstitute.com/books. That's searcyinstitute.com/books. So you're a Christian mama, you're now a grandma, you're a speaker, you're an author. So help me out here and help all those other moms who are listening along with me.
Okay, well, at some of our women's events that I would love to be around anybody at any of the women events that I get to do, and I'd love to do women events for any of the listeners. One of the workshops we did one year was called Help, I Need a Vacation from My Guilt Trips.
It's a good one.
And it was when you said, I feel guilty about everything, no matter what I'm doing. I feel guilty about what I'm not doing. And it is such a lie that we can do everything every minute in every second all simultaneously. And yet we live under the pressure of that. And so I just think somewhere, I want to say to the heart of a woman or even you, Yvette, are you tired of feeling that way?
Oh, totally.
Or are you tired of that yet? Does that yoke feel good? It doesn't feel good. That yoke never felt good to me. And I know it doesn't feel good to you. And so he says, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. I'm like, well, bring it on. Bring on the easy and my light burden. And when he says, I came to give you peace and peace abundantly, I was like, okay, where's some of that? And so I had to question, am I walking in his peace? Can I choose his peace? Is peace an option for me? Is peace something I can choose, like I can choose a candy bar? I mean, I can choose a candy bar. Can I choose peace? And I will tell you, when you get tired enough of being tired enough, and you get tired and exhausted from all your guilt trips, you just decide you are not in charge of the world. You can only do one thing at a time. All you can do is all you can do. And you have to trust God with everything that you cannot do. And the cool thing about, I just wrote a YouVersion Bible plan that I just told you about called The Lie of Not Enough. It's on YouVersion. And it's the whole story about sufficiency. And if he called us and he equipped us for his purposes, then we are enough through his strength, but not really necessarily in our own strength. So I have found that dying every day before I get out of bed, dying to my ideas, my plans, my schedule, how good of a wife I'm supposed to be that day, how good of a mother, how perfect my performance treadmill is supposed to look. If I could just simply die to it every morning and ask him to live through me as his hands and feet and let him do and multiply what I could only do. I mean, I don't know about you, Yvette, but I only got two fish and five loaves. And that's just not enough to feed everybody. And it's really not enough to satisfy my soul either. And what he says in that story is, you give me everything you have. Don't keep any of it. Give me everything you have and I'll make it more than that. I will multiply it. So my admonition to a young mom is, center yourself before you get out of bed. Die to yourself, your plans, your to-do list, your self-ordained importance, your plan, your way. And just as die and say, Lord, I receive any divine interruptions you give me today. I go with your flow today. Not my will be done, but your will be done. Because, you know, if you really asked a woman, does she really want her way today? Or would she rather have his will his way today? I mean, of course we all want his will his way, because that's really more than we can hope or imagine. And I can imagine a pretty smooth day. But anyway, so Yvette, my whole point of this is, the more I center myself before I start my day and I die so that I can live, and I yield quickly my plans, and I choose peace. I just choose peace. I'm going to live in peace this day. I'm going to not let the enemy rob, steal, and destroy my joy today. Do we have any say
so? Yeah, sure, we do. We do. And I often have to do that. I have to consciously tell myself, okay, today is just going to be a good day. We're going to make this a good day. And not that I can do that in my own strength, but, you know, starting my day out every day in God's word. And sometimes, you know, I'll sit down to spend time in the word and to pray. And I feel so just empty and just like I don't even know what to get out of this. And oftentimes those are the days that he speaks to me the loudest. You know, he'll take me to a psalm or a proverb or, you know, whatever book of the Bible I'm reading through, and he'll just show me his way in there. And then other times, you know, I come away from that just feeling like, okay, I don't even know what that scripture meant for me today, but God has it there for a reason. And so I need to just trust that his word is alive. And he has a purpose for every word that's written, but I have to purposely, I have to be very intentional oftentimes about where I am in life and where I am mentally and emotionally, and almost force myself to find that joy, like you're saying, because sometimes it's just not easy.
No, I don't think it's ever easy, but I will tell you, the good news or the bad news is that we have choice. He gave us choice. And he gave us a God-shaped void in our lives so that we would choose him, the intimate knitter, knower, redeemer, restorer, purpose filler, sustainer. He wanted that relationship with us. And so I consider it now a gift, the fact that I have this void and this need instead of going, I can't handle it all. Now I look at that. Yvette, if we would look at our lack of ability to handle it all as the gift versus the curse that I can't do it all. Maybe it's the gift. No, you can't do it all. Prioritize those things that you must do. And to me, a woman simply must settle her soul in the morning, because a woman, certainly in my mind, her heart is the center of her home. And you know, Yvette, if mama ain't nobody happy.
That's right.
No, so I think sometimes I think we wish God would change things. And we're really good blamers. And I think we don't realize that maybe it's 100% God through the Holy Spirit to do some life-changing work in our life. But it's 100% us to yield to 100% his work. And that's that dying every day that we're talking about.
And
I have found that instead of thinking that dying and yielding is weak, I think dying and yielding is strength. And it's wisdom, so that you can do multiplied work because you're filled with his plans and his purposes versus this little bit of haughty, I have this big to-do list today and I'm so important because look at my list of all I have to do.
Right.
And then to humbly bow ourselves and say, Lord, you know my husband, my plans, my home. You know my plans, but you have greater purposes. And I yield my plans for your purposes. And then we have to choose peace and go with the flow. Yeah. We don't need to carry that load of guilt that every mother, I think, carries a load of guilt. And every mother kind of carries the failure word in her life. Maybe they're kind of correlate where we feel like a failure. When you're being a great mom with the kids in this moment, there's your husband in the kitchen hungry for lunch. You know, and then you're thinking, well, I'm not being a great wife while I'm being a great mom, or I need to call my sister today, but I'm busy loving my kids. So it's I don't think we're ever supposed to do everything all the time. We're supposed to do whatever's in front of us and work heartily in that moment for the Lord, for his greater glory. And then we just have to trust him.
Yeah, that's right. And like you said, for his greater glory, that's one thing I just realized over and over and over again is that on my own, I cannot do any of this stuff. I'm just completely incapable of getting even through an entire day and accomplishing anything of significance without him. And so he gets all the glory for that. And, not that I don't work and I sit around and just expect him to do everything. But anything that I do well, I do it because he's given me the ability to do it, because he's given me health for the day. He's giving me rest for the day. He's given me whatever it is that he has provided for me. It's all by him and for him. And so he gets all the glory for it. Thanks so much for spending time with Roxanne and me today. Join us Wednesday for the second half of this interview. And if you're encouraged by this podcast, please share it with your friends. And again, please visit schoolhouserocked.com/support to make a donation in support of the Schoolhouse Rocked ministry. That's schoolhouserocked.com/support.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program. Parents seeking alternatives to traditional education find Classical Conversations gives their children the best possible opportunities to succeed in grade school, middle school, high school, and beyond, to prepare them for a lifetime of success, no matter what their goals for the future. So if you're considering homeschooling and you don't know where to start, or if you're already homeschooling and you want to explore another option, we've been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence. And we'd love nothing more than for you and your family to join us in our mission to know God and make Him known. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and to learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.